Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Pesachim. In Mishnah Daled, Rabban Gamliel talks about the case of three women who all want to bake matzah. And they all want to bake matzah, but as was frequently the case in olden times, people did not have private ovens. They had shared ovens. They maybe built an oven in the chutzer, which everybody would use. Everybody who lived around the chutzer would use, but you didn't have an oven in your home. And so if you were wealthy, then maybe you had a private chutzer with a private oven, maybe if you were a professional baker. But most people would share an oven. So the case here is three women who want to make matzah at the same time, but they will not be able to bake them at the same time, right? They're going to have to bake them in sequence because there's not enough room in the oven for three women's matzahs. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says, Shalosh Nashim, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Nashim, Lashos Ke'achas. Three women are allowed to start kneading their dough at the same time. Ve'ofos Betano Echad Zoachar Zo. Even though that will mean that they're going to end up baking one after another, and the third person is actually going to have to wait for a little while, right? Because she's going to have to wait not only for the first person to finish the whole baking process, right? Kneading, arranging, putting it in the oven, waiting for it to bake, and baking it. But then number two also has to then bake it, right? It'll all be ready to be baked, but it has to be baked. And then only then can number three go. So she will have waited quite a while. But Rabbi Gamliel says that's okay. Why is it okay? Because there is sufficient time to make three batches of matzah before it becomes chametz. V'chachamim omrim, no way. The Chachamim say it's too risky. So what do they suggest instead? Shalosh nashim oskos bebatzek. There are three women can kind of work the matzah baking process at the same time, but they basically have to do it in sequence, right? Shalosh nashim oskos bebatzek. Achas losha ve'achas oreches ve'achas ofa. So they do it in sequence. Number one will start. Woman number one will start kneading her dough. Then woman number two will woman number one will move on to the second stage, which is arranging the dough. So in the case of a matzah, that's basically rolling it out, making sure it's nice and flat or into whatever shape you want to make it into. And number two is going to start kneading. Then we move on to the third step where number one starts to bake, number two starts to arrange, and only then will number three start to knead. Right, in this way, nobody has to wait. There's overlap of work, right? There's in sequence with overlap, but they're not ever going to have to wait because by the time number two is ready to go in the oven, number three will be out, and by the time number three is ready to go in the oven, number two will be out. Rabbi Akiva now comes along. Rabbi Akiva is not a third opinion. Rabbi Akiva is supporting the perspective of the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo kol anashim v'lo kol ha'etzim v'lo kol ha'tanurim shavin. Rabbi Gamliel, your plan is too risky. And here's why your plan is too risky, Rabbi Gamliel. Because there are too many variables. Women work at different speeds, right? Wood burns at different rates and at different temperatures. And ovens heat and bake differently. And so you can't just say three women can bake matzahs in the span of time before the third one becomes chametz. Because maybe they're slow. Maybe these women just knead very slowly. Maybe the oven isn't that warm and it takes a long time to bake. It's hard to, you can't make that kind of statement, which is this global statement. It's just too risky because there's no way to know what the circumstances are and the variables in each case. The Mishnah concludes with a general rule, which is useful if you end up in this situation where you have to wait. Ze'aklal, tapach, Tiltosh betonin. If it starts to rise, right? If the dough starts to rise, so now, the oven's not ready and my dough is starting to rise. So, tiltosh betonin. She should basically wet it with cold water. Because as we said before, cold water slows down the chimutz process. And so, if it's starting to rise, wet it with cold water and that will hopefully slow down the process.